Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
You want to be a good football team, you have to have mental and physical stamina. And to build that callus, to build that stamina, you have to go through hard. And you can't do it by going through soft. So that's just what our practices do. So the tempo which we practice, how we execute with speed, and what we're asking and the standards of what we're asking our players to do, that builds that mental and physical stamina.
But they're all in the tub, man. It's great that you have that stamina, but then the next day they're out. If that's part of the process and you're cool with that, okay.
I think it is part of the process. And if we go back to 2004, it was part of the process. And then what did we see? We saw Lovie figure out who are the people that he could count on, who are the people that were going to give 100%, 100% of the time, no loafs. And then you back off. Like you, what Matt Eberflus, from my experience in the Lovie Smith regime, Matt Eberflus wants his reputation to be this. And he wants to throw that out there so that when Ryan Poles is looking for players, they know, look, man, when you get here, this isn't country club stuff. We work. We have a system put in place. We have a culture of working. That's what all of this is. And it's possible, like you were speculating before, that we could have a situation where the general manager has told him this is a lost season. Go do what you need to do to install the culture that you want here. And if guys end up getting soft tissue injuries, so be it.
We'll make do with what we've got.
Yep.
Let's keep them hydrated and you get out there and run them how you want to run them. Let me ask you this. Right now, you've got to make this call, yes or no.
Okay.
Will Tevin Jenkins be a Bear on opening day?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
The reason that I say yes is because all of this stuff is at a premium. There's going to be more injuries. There's going to be more guys that end up with hamstring injuries or they're going to twist a knee in practice. And I keep going back to there were plenty of people who had high grades, whether it was first round grades or second round grades, on Tevin Jenkins. Therefore, I think that he's going to find his way to making this roster.
Okay.
I think the last 2 weeks have been really weird, and they didn't have to be. They didn't have to be weird.
Well, let's sort through the weird, shall we? I think it's important just to get a reset on what's happening here. So first, you heard from Matt Eberflus about the injuries during training camp. This is what he had to say about where Tevin Jenkins is and how he's being evaluated.
I would say that we're ramping him up. So today he did individual. And tomorrow we'll ramp it up. We'll talk with Dre, our trainer, and we'll work it from there. And typically the way the model works is that a guy is coming off of whatever the issue is, he now goes into individual, and then we just ramp him up. We ramp his reps up. Then it's into a full period, then two periods, then three periods, and kind of work him from there.
How are you going to report it this time of year? You've also been able to say things like, it's a quad, it's a hamstring. Why not with Tevin?
Because it was a day-by-day. So all the day by days, I'm just saying it's day by day, you know. So if it's a longer deal, then I would say, hey, he's out a longer time, and it is a quad. This is a hand, whatever that is, the guys that I've disclosed that on. So that's just my policy.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
It really
doesn't. No. That wasn't the question. What part of the body is different than how much longer day-to-day, et cetera? The prognosis is separate from what body part?
Correct. Our guy Herb Howard asking the tough question.
Uh-huh.
Yet again, he'll be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're keeping score on that, if you recognize those dulcet tones, you know the person who is not there to make friends. That's how it's done.
Not there for the play.
Right.
One Herb Howard.
Why aren't you telling us what his injury is? Well, it's day-to-day. I didn't ask you that.
Right. That's, you know, it's fine. I still think that when I look at the weirdness of this, and remember, we do have to give some dispensation to Matt Eberflus because he's a first-time head coach. So he's getting peppered with a lot of things that, as a defensive coordinator, he did not have to worry about, like being responsible for the words that are coming out of his mouth and people keeping track of the words that are coming out of his mouth about particular players and injuries. I don't like whatever injury policy they're putting in place. And I think that I think it's a bad model for preseason. If you want to do this nonsense in the regular season, I'm with it to a certain degree. But in preseason, you might as well just say it with everyone. That's what leads people to believe that you're trying to trade this
player. I was just going to say, if you're trying to jawbone the market, you're not going to say, well, he's got a degenerative back condition that we
right.
have to monitor.
Well, you're never going to say that he has a degenerative back condition anyway, but what you're going to do is you're going to at least say, yeah, he's been struggling with his back a little bit to open up camp. We're going to
tighten up.
We're going to ramp him up. Like at the end of it, you talk to us about ramping him up. You can say all of that a week and a half ago and say, Tevin came into camp, first practice, he was fine. Something was going on with his back, so we backed off a little bit, and now he's ready to go.
Tevin Jenkins himself met reporters too.
Where you been the last 10 days or so? What have you been dealing with?
I've been in the training room trying to get better, like just health-wise, and I've been in there ever since I've been out after the first day of training camp.
What specifically have you been?
I don't want to disclose that right now.
Can you say whether your back is good or if that's?
I'm not going to disclose that right now. That's all.
What have you thought about reports and some of the talk about you that the team is trying to trade you, that you're not happy? What can you add to that, or what do you want to say about that?
Just in general, I'm here for Chicago Bears right now. I'm here to play football for the Chicago Bears, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I plan on doing right now.
Kevin, do you feel like you have a legitimate opportunity to win a starting job? Do you feel like that's actually there for you?
I believe so.
What's your relationship with the coaching staff, and how you feel that they feel good or bad about you?
From my understanding, I love the coaches. We have no animosity towards each other. We talk to each other every day. And that's it.
Kevin, you responded to somebody on Twitter who was wondering about what was going on. You said, don't believe everything that you read. What specifically are you talking? What are you hearing that you're like, this is not true?
Right? Just one thing, mainly while I was clashing with coaches, that was totally not true. And I just wanted to tell everybody that you don't have to believe everything that somebody says.
All right. I appreciate him giving some voice to what he thought was wrong. I don't think that anyone, at least I didn't see him clashing with coaches.
I wonder why he doesn't want to disclose what the physical issue was.
Because they told him not to, Dan.
Maybe.
Because this is what they're doing. Don't tell. They're going to ask you, because they couldn't get it out of Flusy, what's going on with you. So don't tell them about your injury.
And if the Bears are trying to move this player, don't they want to be as discreet as possible?
They do.
Yeah, but with that, if you're talking to another team,
well,
you
that's
gotta,
a little different
than
talking
to the
media.
Everything.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But here's my thing about the cloak and dagger approach that NFL teams take. Dan, we work in Chicago. We don't even work in football. We cover football. We know something's wrong with Tevin Jenkins, right? Uh-huh. Imagine if we had the resources of an NFL front office to investigate what's wrong with Tevin Jenkins. The idea of you not saying it publicly and acting as if a football front office from an opposing team isn't going to understand what the medicals are. And then like it happened with the Bears and Larry Ogunjobi, they're going to let their own doctors take a look at Tevin Jenkins before any deal actually gets consummated. I mean, come on, man. I get it game to game. I get that you don't
competitive
want...
Competitive advantage. Yeah. This isn't a competitive advantage.
The idea of, well, we're keeping a secret. We've got this secret about what might be wrong with Tevin Jenkins. What might be wrong with Tevin Jenkins is, I don't know, his back. Why? Because...
You lied about it last year.
Right. Because he was drafted having a bad back. And usually... those things don't go away. Bad backs don't go away, especially when your job is to stop 300-pound men from hitting your quarterback.
And for those of us who've been through it in this town with Chris Williams out of Vanderbilt, with everything that happened with Gabe Kareemi, but Chris Williams was a back issue. And the Bears said it's a nothing, it's fine, it's just he's just resting. And then he went walking by our broadcast position at one point, and Terry took one look at him. He says, something's terribly wrong with that man.
With that young man.
I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, are they lying? Because do you remember watching him walk?
Yes, I do.
It was so bad.
So like the cloak and dagger stuff to me is always NFL head coaches, when it comes to this, the organizations, I always find it comical when come on, like we all know that he had some issues in an area that you don't want to have issues in if you're an offensive lineman. So to act like we're gonna put one over on the Falcons, well, probably not the Falcons because they're the people who drafted him hurt anyway. We're gonna put one over on the Lions, whomever. Because we didn't say it publicly. It's just like, come on, man.
The 815 asks, what was Lovey's first season like with the media? I was too young to remember.
I can tell you. And if you want to know why Lovey and I weren't always on the best of terms inside of press conferences, part of the reason is that he did a little bit of a charm offensive with us, which is fine. Like that's their job, is to try and get good coverage. Mm-hmm. He had a conversation with all of us that were on the beat, and he basically said, you're either with us or against us. At which point everyone was like, oh, so we're against you. Like that's kind of how it went. And if you remember, Lovey as a defensive coordinator in St. Louis, people loved him. He was a guy that would explain stuff to you and talk to you about stuff. It was one of the reasons that people were very excited about him being the head coach of the Bears. Then when he got the head coach job, it was clank, clank. And it became a thing of how much of the practices were you going to be able to watch and all of this stuff. And it was just kind of like,
come on. Did he actually use those words with us? Or
yes.
For an NFL team?
Yes, he did that.
It's not Arkansas.
But sometimes Eberflus did it.
He didn't say with us or against
us. No. Rankin, you remember when Eberflus was waiting for applause when he got introduced? Like, this is Fayetteville, Arkansas. When he got introduced, he was looking around the room like people were supposed to say pig suey, and it was the assembled media of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
This is, Dan, this is what these guys think. They think of they talk about NFL teams, our program. Like, they talk about it like college coaches.
And sometimes their outreach is just so transparent. And like, I told the story when I was 25 years old and starting on the Bears beat, and old Hallis Hall and Dave wanted, like, Brian Harlan comes down and goes, hey, Dave wants to see you in his office. Like, all right.
Great.
Cool. Go upstairs, go down the hall, sit down in his office. Marjorie, please close the door. Okay. What do you think? What do I think about what? What do you think? And then I'm back like, oh, God. I just thought, really? And I said it. I said, I think that people should be nervous that the head coach of the Chicago Bears would actually care what I think. Oh, no, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to keep your... I'm like, oh, it was just the politics of it. Like, you know, let's just go back and about our business. Thanks a lot. You know, nice guy. It's all fine. Don't bother.
It is. I do understand wanting to put forth the best face you can with the people that cover you. But sometimes, even in a market like this.
Win games, man.
If you win games.
Win games.
And that's
win games.
Dan, and that's the thing that they don't get.
We just win.
It's like, do you know how much better things are for us when you win? How much happier everyone is when you win?
We're all dancing when you win. Just win.
We're all getting rich.
Yeah.
when you win.
Yep.
We'd like for you to win. It'd be great.
And that's the whole thing, too, with the people getting mad at former players. All these former players are grumbling about all these. Oh my God. Talk to Buffon about that and Tom Thayer and all.
And Alex Brown.
It's all they. You've been in the rooms with these guys. It's all they want. Everybody. The rising tide lifts all ships. Win games.
The video of Cody Parkey missing, where you literally have in the NBC Sports Chicago, Alex Brown and Lance Briggs on a knee holding hands.
Aw.
As the kick goes wide, and I haven't seen Lance that angry in a long time. They care. They want the team to win.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.